Welcome to Mid-Century Modernism with Monique, your go-to podcast for all things architecture, design, and innovation within mid-century modernism. Join me on a journey through the golden age of design, where every episode brings you fresh inspiration for modern living and unlocks the secrets of this iconic and timeless style. What are we waiting for? Let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Mid-Century Modernism with Monique. I am Monique Anton, your host, and today I have my friend Matt Bliss on the show today. Thanks so much for being here, Matt.
I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. We've done this before. We've done Zooms before. We've talked about this amazing tradition that Matt has kept alive. Matt started this company, Modern Christmas Trees, based off the design that his grandfather had for this modern style Christmas tree that started in 1966. And Matt, do you want to share with us a little bit about your grandfather and his passion for this?
Absolutely. He was definitely an interesting guy. He was an engineer, and he had a brain like an engineer. He did projects for NASA. He worked on the liquid nitrogen tanks for the Mercury missions. And so he kind of has that aerospace engineering background. And he quit all that and decided to build A-frame cabins throughout the Rocky Mountains. So he started a company called Delta Vacation Homes, which I think was a super bold move on his end because he had five children to feed.
Oh my gosh.
So it was...
It's a lot.
It's a lot. So yeah, no, he was just like my favorite person growing up. And he only made a couple trees throughout his lifetime. But when I started this back in 2012-ish, it was he was struggling with Alzheimer's, which was tough for me. And so I thought, what a cool tribute to him to kind of update his tree and then, again, show his contribution to design with the world.
Absolutely. And you, and what a beautiful thing that you've done for so many people, me included. So you started, you had your first tree display at Denver Modernism Week. And you mentioned before you had two trees and you started that way and you started with passion and with that spirit. And it just sort of, you know, went through the modernist community that way. You have been on shows and I've seen you on different television programs. You were on Shark Tank, which was very cool. And a lot of people said that was the first place that they saw you. What was that experience like for you?
I thought it was a great experience. You know, I helped with an article in Forbes magazine about all the Shark Tank contestants and their experience. And apparently their experience hasn't been as good as mine for some of them. So yeah, I got a deal with Barbara Corcoran, and she's great. She's kind of a silent partner, which I prefer. It's a kind of a quirky product at some level. And so we're not trying to get into Target or, you know, we're trying to sell direct to the consumer so that we can control the narrative and, you know, have the relationship with the customer. So, but it was a great experience. I was on stage for over an hour and they kind of chopped that up into 12 minutes. It was a great experience. Barbara's awesome.
I loved it. And you were so great and so confident. I think to be an entrepreneur and to self-fund your company, I understand that very well, being that I'm doing the same thing. If your passion is there and your spirit is there, that will translate. And you mentioned not only modernists like this tree. A lot of people have said, you know, it's not my style, but I have loved this design and it's become a tradition within the family. You have so many different trees that have come out. I have the tallest one and I have the basic white, light, and silver color. But you came out with the rainbow tree in 2018. You got the patent in 2012, and you're also now doing outdoor trees. Is this right? I haven't heard about this.
Yeah. Yet. So it's kind of an outdoor / indoor tree. And the rings are made of aluminum. So it's a kind of a little bit of a nod to the aluminum trees back in the 60s. And people have been asking for an outdoor tree. And It gives it a little more of an industrial look, but I still think it totally works. I was very pleased to see how it turned out.
Oh my God. And can we see that on the website yet? Or has that been?
Not yet. Cause we're working on a photo shoot.
Okay.
And so probably next month we'll be able to release that. And I only have about 50 of them to sell. So
okay,
we'll see.
We have to hurry up and get one then.
I know.
I love it. So speaking of photo shoots, you have done shoots in the most iconic mid-century modern homes. You've been in the Farnsworth house. Mm-hmm. You've been in the Stahl house, mm-hmm. which I'm really jealous about. And I wanted to ask you what that experience has been like for you. Just if you can share with the listeners what it was like being in these homes. And if
you have any stories. I mean, it's certainly been a big highlight. For this whole venture is, you know, one of my best friends is my photographer, JC Buck, and he is like super talented. And when I quit my job to do this full time, he quit his job to become a photographer, which is, you know, crazy. And so our paths have been kind of paralleled. So yeah, the advice that I got early on in this process is get amazing photos. And what I wanted to do is to couple the tree with these iconic spaces so that to see, you know, if they could hold their own. And there's no doubt that they definitely do. It's been really cool. And we've done the Stahl house, the Farnsworth house, the Sheets Goldstein house.
Yes.
The one that is in Denver that people aren't aware of is called the Sculptured House. And they renamed that the Sleeper House because it was the house that was used in the Woody Allen movie Sleeper. So to check that out. It's a horrible movie, but it's pretty funny. There's a scene where there's an orgasmatron.
Okay. Oh, wow.
It's set in the future.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. So that's an architect that is a little less well known. You know, we talk about Lautner and Mies van der Rohe, obviously, but Charles Deaton was his name.
Okay, and I need to look that up.
Yeah, Charles Deaton.
D-E-A-T-O-N. Okay, all right.
And so there was this spaceship-looking house on the mountain, and you know, every time we'd go skiing, we'd be, you know, all of us would look for the spaceship house, and so to be able to, our first photo shoot was to film in that house. And it was kind of crazy because I Googled who owns this house because it's so important for us mid-century modern folk in Colorado, and found out who the lady was. We had a mutual friend on Facebook, and I sent her a friend request, and within like 4 seconds she responded, and I sent her a note saying, I want to film my grandfather's tree in your amazing home. And 5 seconds later she said, great, when would you like to do it?
Oh my gosh.
No, it's so crazy. And then when I saw her, when I met her, she's like, well, I'll have you know that I turned down personal tours of my home with Prince and James Taylor, but you can use my home for your photo shoot.
Wow.
But that was really cool. Yeah, no, I know. It had to do with her, I think, you know, knowing the backstory about my grandpa. And thankfully, all of these amazing homes and the people who represent those homes have been really supportive.
Yeah,
it's so great.
It's the respect that everybody has for what you've done and what you're doing. I love that. And I think modernists really appreciate those who love the architecture as well, and those who are working towards, you know, making this community thrive. That's really, really amazing. And I'm so glad that you have access to these. There is a list that you have of homes that you are going to go to. By the way, if you're listening and you have an iconic mid-century modern home, please reach out to Matt so he can go and shoot there. I think it's absolutely brilliant. And I think those have circulated.
Oh, I mean, they've been shared, you know, hundreds of thousands of times. And I think what it's done for some of these houses is kind of breathe a little bit new light into them. Certainly, you know, those photos of the Stahl house and the Farnsworth house got circulated, you know, over and over and over again. And so I think it brings some attention to those homes.
Yes.
I know us mid-century modern folks, already are aware of these homes, but for the casual design fan, you know, they may have not been exposed to those houses. And, right. you know, it's been, that part has been so much fun.
It's amazing. Well, your marketing is really special. I also love when you order a tree. We had a giveaway a couple years ago. And for those of you getting a new tree, when you buy one, Matt and his team put in these amazing cards, Christmas cards. So your Christmas cards are kind of already done for you. Right. You have a beautiful design. You have that house with the tree in it. And that also, it helps us and it helps you, which is really, really brilliant. So you have so here we are in July and you have a promo going on right now, Christmas in July, that I wanted to bring up. And
yeah. So we don't do, we quit doing sales on the trees a few years ago, just because the whole idea of people paying different prices and ordering on the right day just kind of felt gross to us. Like, everyone's going to get the same price, and either you see the value and what it brings to your holidays or you don't.
Right.
And so there's no negotiations. But we do, July here, we've got a promo going where if you buy one of the 8 or 10 foot trees, we give you a tabletop Jubilee tree for free, which is like a $347 value. So, so far it's been really good, real successful.
I love that. And they can go to modernchristmastrees.com and find that out, or when they order.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I love about the larger trees is we have a house that's all glass in the back. And if you live in a mid-century modern house, we live on top of this hill. So everyone in the neighborhood mentions, oh, are you the house with the tree that's shining over the whole neighborhood?
Love that.
It's really beautiful that these trees bring so much life to the space.
It's kind of it was Mies van der Rohe that coined the term less is more. And so, you know, the idea, the materials associated with the tree, they're, you know, they're high end in quality, but it's made out of a sheet of acrylic and then it's laser cut. So, you know, in terms of the amount of material used relative to like a traditional artificial Christmas tree is so much less carbon footprint. And I just love that term, you know, less is more. Like, how do we, you know, let's strip it down to its basic form and get rid of things that are not critical to the design. And that's kind of the difference between, I think, my version of the tree and my grandfather's version, you know, with pine cones and all sorts of crazy.
Lots of things, yeah. Oh,
very, very, very busy. I think that was kind of a function of maybe the time, you know.
Right. So. They wanted more is more and color
more is
texture.
Yeah.
I think what you've done is bring a lot of people together. And I wanted to talk with you a little bit about your love of mid-century modernism.
Absolutely.
This has fueled everything you've done and it's been so inspiring to all of us. Can you share about what this community means to you? I know you've had a lot of, you know, great relationships come from this work.
Totally. Yeah, no, I've been a fan of design, you know, since I was a little kid. I think I won first place in this Castlewood Fire Department no smoking campaign poster.
Oh, nice.
So it was a Mr. T with a word bubble that said, I pity the fool who smokes.
Mr. T.
I think I was like 6 or 7 or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I've always been into art and design. And about 15 years ago, I was in the market to buy a new home, and we stumbled onto this area in Colorado called Arapahoe Acres, and people will want to check that out. It's the architect was Edward Hawkins.
Okay.
And it's this quirky little community of mid-century modern homes. And I didn't know it 15 years ago as mid-century modern. It was called California Contemporary.
That's
not
right.
Sure if you've heard that
That's
term.
That's right. Yeah. So, yeah. I don't like the word contemporary, but it's always.
No,
yeah,
contemporary. The word contemporary is gross.
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah, no, I we stumbled onto this mid-century modern development. And the problem is they don't go on. There's only like 300 of them. So they don't go on sale very often. And my realtor said, hey, you know, if you you know, delivered a letter to each of the homeowners, you know, maybe somebody might be willing to sell it to you. So at the time I had a broken leg. And so I crutched myself from house to house delivering these. No, yeah. And somebody.
That'll do it.
That'll do it. Yeah.
You'll get the sympathy card.
Totally. And then, you know, so from there, I fell in love with mid-century modern design and, you know, George Nelson and, you know, Eames and all of those amazing designers from back in the day. And yeah, it tickles me that, you know, my tree kind of holds its own next to like an Eames chair. We get dozens and dozens of photos from customers, and just super cool that it's resonating with people. I think my grandfather would be, there's no way he would believe it.
Yeah. He only
made a couple. So it's like the idea that this became a business, you know, and his signature is engraved on every tree that I make. So it's been a cool journey for sure.
That's beautiful. For those of you watching too, we're on Zoom on YouTube. We have this tree that is behind you. Is that the tree that you are giving away in this? That's the Jubilee?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So you have to go to our YouTube under Monique Anton. You'll see this tree that is so cute.
Yeah. And it comes with a little remote. And so you can kind of select the color of your tree and, yeah, no, people dig it. I mean,
it's a little baby tree.
A little baby tree. We found with our audience is that the people who typically buy the tree are people who've never displayed a tree. And so, you know, it's a way for them to, you know, enjoy the holidays without having to have this big artificial Christmas tree or this tree with pine needles. And
we used to have all that mess. And it was such a nightmare getting all of the string and lights together. I love your product because I have everything in a box. And for all of us modernist, meticulous, clean freak people, we have everything stored in the closet and everything's put away in nice little compartments.
Exactly.
So thank you for making it easy for us to get in the Christmas spirit so much.
Well, I mean, that's the thing about the idea of minimalism, right? Which is part of mid-century modern design. It's, how do you make things as, you know, user-friendly and as easy as humanly possible? And so we spent a lot of time trying to figure out how to achieve all that.
Yeah. And you experienced a lot. I respect you a lot because of what you've done in this community. And having 1 month of sales, you know, you plan for this all year, you prep everything, your team is amazing. I don't know how you guys deal with the rush of what happens with your orders, but I want to compliment your team as well.
Thank you for saying that. Marina's overhearing this. She's downstairs. We work out of our home.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the cool thing about, An advantage about having a seasonal business is you don't need a formal office. We did do a pop-up store last year in Cherry Creek, which was a lot of fun. This year, I think we're just going to, you know, rent it out of our house.
Nice.
It's just a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that during the pandemic, we still had our office going and it was no one wants to go to an office right now. So I understand that. Well, I want to thank you so much. And I wanted to ask you about your list of homes that you have coming up. Are there things that we're going to be excited to see?
I mean, part of it is, you know, I want to create new things, right? And so if we can pair those new things with the right home, you know, you mentioned before we started, you know, the Elrod house.
Yes.
There's a handful left that I think would be, you know, the Philip Johnson glass house. There's a handful of ones. There's the TWA hotel has one of my trees, but I'd like to see 10, and I'd like to do a big photo shoot there. So
that'd be great.
I don't know.
You mentioned that you've been doing some custom trees. I don't know if I'm letting the cat out of the bag here, but you've done some custom trees for the hotel. What other projects have you done? These are people that specifically request those?
Yeah, no, I do a bunch of custom trees. We did like, I think 15 for the Disneyland Hotel in Anaheim. And that turned out really cool. They're upside down.
Nice.
And what they did is they put the spotlight pointing down at it. So, you know, inverted, the spotlight points up, but when it's upside down, they installed these LED lights, but then it was so overwhelming, the shadows that they create, is that there were accidents in the parking lot.
Oh no.
And because it was
the
like,
lights, like, what's
yeah,
happening?
Like, what's going on here? So yeah, for liability yeah. reasons, they removed the lights. But I've never seen it. But I guess, you know, kids hang out underneath them. And it's kind of this, I don't know.
Yeah, they love it.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's kind of a, yeah, it's that we always see that on our ceiling when we light it from it. It just lights up the whole room. And it's really a beautiful experience to see that. So,
yeah, I know the cool thing too about our new LED light, it's called the Modus, and that is Latin for mood. And you can select any color of the rainbow spectrum. It has a phone app and a remote.
Okay. Wow.
And so you can set the mood of your tree. And as your mood changes, you can change the tree.
That's awesome.
So I'm excited about that.
Yeah. I love that. I love the creativity and the difference.
Yeah.
And you're, like, you're shaking it up.
No, we got to continue to evolve. And,
absolutely.
You know, I look at the trees that I made, you know, 10 years ago and, you know, they're amazing and great, I thought, but, you know, you see what we're offering now. It's like leveraging technology and LED lighting. It's the timing is really great for it, I think.
Yeah, you've evolved and we're all evolving with you. I love it.
Awesome. Well,
thank you. I respect you so much. It's so good to talk to you again. And for those of you listening, check out modernchristmastrees.com. We'll see you again at the next episode.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been fun.
Thanks so much, Matt.
We'll see you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Bye. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you had as much fun learning about the world of mid-century modernism as I did. You can also catch the show on my YouTube channel, where we walk through some of the most stylish mid-century modern homes in California. Just search for Mid-Century Modernism with Monique and hit subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave me a comment to let me know what you think. Your feedback helps me make the show even better. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time on Mid-Century Modernism with Monique.